You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Understanding Spirit with Mary Schiappano.
Mary Schiappano.
Live from MaryVCircles.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Understanding Spirit
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to Understanding Spirit. I'm your host, Mary. I hope you're all doing really well and getting ready for your weekend. I hope you've all got something nice lined up, even if it's not doing anything, even if we're just, you know, wanting to just do nothing sometimes is all we really need for a break for the next week. But whatever you are wanting for yourself, I wish you well for your weekend and also going forward. If you've watched the show before, you'll know we're doing a three-card pull now. If you haven't, I want you to just take an opportunity to see whether you gravitate to card one, two, or three, and just, you know, pick one. And remember, this is a collective reading, and just see the messages where you can place them in your life. It might not even be right now that you need the message. You might need it a little bit, you know, down the track, or you might find it can be relevant for somebody else that you know, so you can pass that on. Sometimes we are the messengers, okay? So if you are drawn to card one, this is your card. It's Conscious Steps. And it also has written here, Considered Action and Looking Forward. When I'm tuning into this card, I also feel like there could be some people around you that maybe, you know, you feel like you can't trust completely, maybe there's some people, you know, the saying, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. I feel like there is, you know, just to tread carefully right now. I feel like there could also be pursuit of bigger things in your life. So going forward, tread carefully even with that. You are being called to evolve, whether it's spiritually or in the physical, could be work-related. So just place it in your life for where it is relevant. If you've picked card two, it's this one here, which is mindfulness. Now, it's also got here peaceful presence and a quiet mind written on the bottom. With this card, I feel there could be some of you that are maybe might be getting bullied, or you might find that there are people talking about you behind your back, you know, things like that. I just feel like you need to just kind of get back on your feet and just gain some strength. Don't let this kind of take you down. Just sort of let things go and don't worry about what's dragging you down. Spirit is saying make space too in your mind. You know, think about things that, greater things that are coming to you. Don't sort of clog your mind up with things that don't serve you well. Okay. If you have been drawn to card three, it is this one here, which is creation. It's also got written here, soul expression and something new. Okay, when I look at this card too, I feel like I've been drawn, if somebody is, this could have something to do with people that do tattoos, it could have something to do with anyone that's doing drawing or creating something. I feel like, you know, it's not bad. You know, don't, if somebody makes fun of you or makes out like what you're doing is not right, don't buy into it. Just, you know, don't be distracted. Just stay on your purpose and stay with what you want to create. And also, I feel like I need to say, don't fall into bad habits. Some of you might start something and not finish it, or not, you know, not pursue it further. So just keep going for it. Just seek some clarity, right? If you're not happy with something, figure out how you can make it better, all right? But don't let anyone hold you back, okay? Now I have my caller is Melissa. Hello, Melissa.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, honey. How are you?
I'm doing well, thank you.
That's good. You have such a beautiful energy coming through.
Thank you.
How can I help you today, Melissa?
So my life's been kind of crazy. It feels like it's one hit after another. So I'm just wondering when it's going to stop, and about my brother.
Your brother. Okay. All right. Now, is your brother alive?
One is, yes.
Yes. Okay. All right. I'm going to start with you and we'll see how we go. All right.
Okay.
Look, I do feel like you have had like conflict in the past. I do feel like you've had some lack of direction. I feel like there have been betrayals, some backstabbing. I feel like you've been overburdened and overloaded with problems. I do feel that you are an honest person and you like people to be honest as well. And there have been, with lack of direction, I also, in the past, I feel like you've also been going through like lack of trust for people as well. Does that make sense for you?
Yes. Yes, it does.
Okay. All right. Look, I do feel like I need to tell you there are to watch out for any unexpected changes. It could be financial. This could also have to do with health as well. If with finances, I'm being told to tell you to hang on to your money and to like save your money. And I'm also, you know, you may feel like you're being isolated. You might feel like you're struggling, but there is good news for you. Okay. Whatever you start to go through, it's going to be temporary. All right. Now, temporary for us and temporary for spirit is a different timeline, okay? So, you know, they don't have time. We have time that we need to deal with, all right? So just focus on keeping yourself well. Focus on keeping your finances under control, okay? I do see you being independent financially. I see financial success, independent wealth for you. I'm seeing the Wheel of Fortune from the tarot cards, and I feel like you're coming out on top, all right? Spirit is saying trust your own instinct. I feel like that you haven't trusted yourself in the past, but they're saying, you know, start to tune in more into that, because you do have that in abundance. You just don't always allow that to guide you, okay? The challenges that, you know, may come for you, Spirit is saying you can face them. Don't worry about what comes up. You're going to be fine, all right? They're also saying you need to release yourself from pain and overcoming any depressing thoughts and anything, and also forgiveness. They're talking about you need to find that, not just for yourself, also for others. This could also have to do with your brother. They're saying growth sometimes means you've got to leave certain things behind. Sometimes you need to even leave people behind, all right? But you will get everything that you want. Don't judge yourself. I am also seeing the Empress in my card and pregnancy. Are you looking to get pregnant? Or do you know anyone?
No, my daughter just found out she's pregnant again.
Oh, congratulations. That's fantastic.
Thank you.
All right. Look, there will be fruition around you. I just see, you know, and also as you move forward, also you're going to gain a lot of wisdom as you go. All right. So with every new step, there's going to be, you know, more you finding out more stuff about yourself and also about other people. Now, I am getting like also a lot of hiding things, deception, you know, and that you need to be careful, you know, also of seeing things that maybe aren't there, you know, when we let our minds sort of, you know, run away with us. So, you know, just think about that. Does that make sense for your brother?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
I had my brother passed away, homeless, and he didn't ever reach out to me and my other brother. And we found out the day after Thanksgiving 2 years ago. Had to cremate him, but he chose to be homeless. That was his lifestyle, so we just had to sit back and wait.
Okay. Look, he's I can hear a male voice. It could be your brother. I'm just going to give you the message, okay? He's saying to me, just let me tell you how it is. He's saying he's around you. He's watching over you, but he can't really do anything to help you other than to give you a gentle nudge. He's also, this is your brother, because he just went, shh, don't tell them everything, sis, about me. Did he call you sis?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah, okay, that's your brother. All right. He's saying have faith and, you know, just trust yourself, right? You're gonna be okay going forward, all right? And he's saying get off the merry-go-round, all right? saying, you know, he was on that merry-go-round in his mind until he chose to get off, and he's saying, and then he just didn't care, you know. He actually most people would not choose to be homeless. He's saying he had less problems, so he was happy to be like that. You know, his life was free. It's not for everyone, he's saying, but he wants you to know that, you know, he was happy when he passed, and he's also happy, you know, on the other side. Okay. Did he make always the best decisions? He's saying no, but, you know, you need to know that he's okay and that he's happy, and at the end of the day that you're going to be happy. He is watching over everyone, and he's also saying he's watching with excitement about the new baby as well, all right? And he's saying you don't have to worry about him not knowing the baby. He knows the baby already, okay?
Okay.
All right. Good luck with everything, Melissa. All right. Take care. Bye.
Have a good night.
I will. You too, honey.